Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Highs of 78 today, a lot of clouds. It's been the kind of days where the smell of fried foods hangs heavy in the air. Have y'all noticed that or not? It's like where you can smell if Popeye's is cooking chicken around a block or whatever. It just hangs. I don't know why. Right now it's 65 throughout the weekend. Highs of 77 tomorrow, 77 Saturday, and Sunday 78. So I don't know if it's going to clear up any or not, but there's your deal. In the Treasure Chest, the virtual Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat now, live from the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in a convention center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. That's where David Beer finds himself, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute, to talk about the Trump administration and what's going on with immigration. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about the Trump administration, what they're trying to do, and where the court action stands on this.
Well, they're trying to do a lot of different things on immigration, as you know. So you have the birthright citizenship order, which is probably the biggest, hottest item on there. That's been enjoined by multiple courts at this point. That item obviously restricts birthright citizenship to the children of people who are not U.S. citizens or permanent residents of the United States. So that includes people who are here legally under temporary visas, as well as people who are here illegally. And then you look at, some of the other items that they're working on, the invasion declaration at the border. They're removing people who cross illegally without, basically as soon as they catch them, they're putting them on planes. So that's their item at the border. And then when you look at what's happening in the interior of the United States, you have an increase in the number of arrests of people, and that's what they're kind of advertising and putting out there on social media, all the people who are being arrested. But at this point, although there's been twice as many arrests, there have been fewer removals of those people so far. So they're removing people at the border, but they haven't really got to remove very many people from the interior of the United States.
See, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about the perception as opposed to the reality of what's being billed or how's it being branded and what's actually happening, because we heard about mass deportation. People that were in favor of that were happy about it. People that were opposed to it were terrified about it. But where's the truth of it in terms of what's actually happening or what's actually likely to happen?
Yeah, so they're arresting about 600 people a day. So if you do the math on that, we'll be have mass deported, or at least mass arrested, 11 million people in a few decades. So at the current pace, we're not nearly close to a level of where we would even be arresting enough people to mass deport everyone here illegally. And then if you look at the removals, you know, they're not getting these people onto planes and flying them out of the country at this point. It's a process. They're not. No. Most of the people who they have arrested in the interior have not been removed. And, they're either in detention, but many of them have been released into the United States again to await, you know, their process for removal.
Wait a minute. Let me take a break, and we'll pick it up when we come back. And maybe I'll approach it a different way, David, which is, and I think I already know the answer, but I'm going to approach it this way, which is, okay, so what's changed really, despite all the promises, and what's likely to change in the future despite all the promises? We're talking to David Beer, our friend. He's the director of immigration studies at the Cato Institute. We're broadcasting live from the host committee's media center on Radio Row in the convention center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Back in a flash. Time for traffic now. All right, here we go. Tommy Tucker, WWL 624, talking to David Beer, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. We're at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row in a convention center powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. For the big game, David Beer, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute, is in the virtual Treasure Chest Casino power seat. Let's talk about these texts that I'm getting. I'm going to read them to you, all right, David? This guy's spreading misinformation. They're definitely being flown out. I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't know where this person's seen it or whatever. Somebody else said that all of people loaded up on a military plane in Dallas last week was a fake video. I don't know what they saw. Who cares if it's 600 a day or six a day? You have to start somewhere, right? Somebody else says, sir, you're saying the border is exactly the same way as it was under President Obama Harris. I'm just trying to find the truth of what's going on, what was promised, what's being delivered, and what's likely to happen. Because people today they want to look at it as winning or losing. It's a zero-sum game. There's no nuance. There's no gray. It's all black or white. Either we're doing it or we're not doing it. We're winning or we're losing. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are people being removed from the United States, including on some of these military flights that, you know, they've been promoting. The military flights, actually, look at the carrying capacity of those flights, are actually lower than some of the other flights that don't get as much news coverage. So, you know, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they've got 13 planes. You know, the DOD has loaned four planes to them. You know, that's their limit. I mean, that's so, you know, you got to hire more people, you know, get more planes. There's always going to be a limit, and we've obviously hit the limit for planes. And if you look at the detention capacity, you got to hold somebody while they're waiting for removal. The detention capacity of the United States for holding people who are here illegally is 41,500. So you have to change the law. You have to appropriate the money if this is what you want to do.
So when you say capacity, that is not by statute, that's by logistics and what they have the facilities for?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So they're looking to change that. They talked about Guantanamo. But look, I mean, flying someone to Guantanamo isn't a lot cheaper than flying someone to their home country. So it's, there are opportunity costs no matter how you try to slice this, that, you know, you have to deal with the logistics and the reality. You can't just deal in, well, you know, I signed a piece of paper and it says that everyone should be removed. That's really not how it works.
Is anything in the works to devote more assets, spend more money,
yeah,
provide more of this, more of that? Are they working on any of that as far as you know?
Oh, yes. Congress is considering spending a lot more money on this issue. We don't know how much or what it will look like, but that is definitely something that members of Congress are considering and working on. A request has obviously been made by the president for this issue.
So when somebody shows up at the border claiming asylum, they want asylum because they're being persecuted politically, has anything changed with that as far as the way they're handled?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, you know, by the end of the Biden administration, asylum was effectively banned already. And so there isn't like a dramatic difference between, yes, the numbers are down. But look, they were down in 2017 as well when President Trump came into office. So perception is probably even more important than policy when it comes to people showing up in the future, people coming now. They think, okay, let's see what happens with this guy. You know, is he actually going to follow through on his promises this time? Last time they, you know, they hung back, they waited, but then we saw them come again in 2018 and 2019. And then it went down again, and it came back up again by the end of his term in office. You know, they were arresting about 70,000 per month. Right now, they're, this last month was 30,000 in January. Obviously, that's two-thirds Biden, but that gives you kind of the scale of what we're talking about.
And the other question I have is, for those that are caught crossing rather illegally, what's changed, or has anything changed?
For those who are caught crossing illegally?
Yes.
Yeah, so again, these are people those are the people who are ending up on some of these military flights. Many of them are just being returned right to Mexico. Right now, the numbers are very low. I mean, you're talking, a few hundred a day compared to several thousand per day at the height of the border crisis. In 2022 and 2023, so it's much more manageable for the Border Patrol than it was in the past. But you have, no one's really sure, but 13, 15 million in the United States, and that's really going to be the challenge that they're focused on for the next 4 years.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. We come back, we'll talk to Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, as we always do on Thursday mornings. Bird flu kind of making itself known around the nation. We're at the Host Committee's Media Center on Media Row in the Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. I'm Tommy Tucker. Back in a flash. Time now, 6:30, WWL First News.